This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Protests of racial injustice and police brutality continued this weekend in Charlotte. As usual, Charlotte-Mecklenburg police were on the scene, but they were operating under a temporary restraining order. A Superior Court judge on Friday signed the order halting the department's use of riot control agents like tear gas and flashbang grenades against peaceful protesters. That was a response to a lawsuit filed by groups, including the local chapter of the NAACP, the ACLU of North Carolina, and Charlotte Uprising. Alex Herreau helped argue their case in court. He joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Herreau.
Good morning.
So how much does this restraining order change CMPD's tactics? After all, CMPD says it has only used riot control agents like tear gas once people began throwing rocks and frozen water bottles at officers.
I think it requires stricter adherence to their policy and puts limits on the policies. The CMPD directives are, they're not always specific on the use of force continuum and sort of what's allowed and what's not allowed. So this was put in place. We filed the lawsuit to really protect the peaceful protesters that have been victims of, what we thought was sort of a gross assault on their First Amendment rights, at least, particularly on June 2nd.
So when you say it puts limits on some of their tactics, are you saying because it adds a certain level of scrutiny that wasn't there before, even though CMPD says this doesn't change that much?
Yes. I mean, so on June 2nd, when you had 300 to 400 protesters who are all largely acting very peaceful, marching with their hands up, no real issues that we've seen in the videos, and then the police boxed them in and gassed them and shot at them, that's not okay. That's across the line. That's way over the line. Even if CMPD says that there were some outliers throwing a water bottle or even a rock would justify that kind of use of force. And it doesn't justify that use of force indiscriminately against a large crowd of peaceful protesters exercising their First Amendment rights. That's just not allowed. It's not okay. And we had to put a stop to it and not let it risk it happening again. That's why we had to move for this emergency restraining order to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Now, CMPD Deputy Chief Jeff Estes said Friday the one difference it makes for the department is that it prohibits officers from using riot control agents like tear gas again against people who are destroying property. So officers would have to intervene physically to remove those people. Do you have concerns this could further escalate a situation?
Well, I don't think that CMPD's communication was an accurate summary of the order. The restraining order restricts actions against peaceful protesters. If there is an individual who is causing a disruption during a peaceful protest, CMPD is supposed to go in and remove that individual. If they're destroying property, there's a use of force continuum that CMPD is allowed to use. It is not an order that allows or forces CMPD to just simply let people go commit criminal activity. That is not it at all. It is a restriction on what use of force can be used against peaceful protesters gathering.
Now, this is a temporary restraining order until the lawsuit can be heard. What does the lawsuit itself seek?
So the lawsuit itself seeks a permanent restraining order of the same thing. We're also asking for what's called a declaratory judgment against which would find that the dispersal order allegedly announced on June 2nd was ineffective and did not comply with CMPD policy.
And beyond the use of tear gas and other riot control agents, how do the groups you represent want to change police tactics when it comes to handling protests?
I'll say that, there's a lot of groups that are plaintiffs in the lawsuit with a lot of different opinions. So I don't want to speak for the entire group, because it's a range. There's a lot of things that need to be changed with police, but I think the overarching issue is the respect and lack of respect, and improving that, greatly improving that, and community relations with the police.
That's Alex Heroy, who helped argue the case in court on behalf of groups including the local chapter of the NAACP, the ACLU of North Carolina, and Charlotte Uprising. Thanks, Mr. Heroy.
Thank you so much.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.